Place 3 Councilwoman Linda Harvell.
Hello, Linda. How are you today?
Well, howdy. How are you?
Good. Glad to have you here.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
Okay, you're about 6 months into the job now. I'm sure there's still a learning curve in some areas, and some areas are more comfortable, but let's kind of define those. What's your feeling 6 months in?
I'm still learning all the acronyms
okay.
that the city uses. Every department talks in letters.
Uh-huh.
And I'm constantly having to say, raise my hand, excuse me, what does that mean? So that's been a learning curve. But, I think that anybody, no matter how long you serve on the council, it's always going to be a learning curve. There's new things every day. And, it's just amazing all of the challenges and opportunities that come before the city council.
Well, every new member of council comes in with ideas. Those are the things that they put forth when they went to be elected. What have you learned about some of those things that you might have thought were a little more straightforward than they are once you get in the office?
Well, one of my campaign platforms was neighborhood integrity. And when I campaigned on talking about neighborhood integrity, I was really, in my mind, thinking about the old neighborhoods like I live in. But what I'm finding is all of the neighborhoods in College Station are fighting to maintain the integrity of their neighborhoods. So these are the newer neighborhoods, but just as growth goes and progress and everything else, they're going, whoa, wait, what about our neighborhood integrity? And so that's been an eye-opener that is a much broader issue than just, contained to the historic neighborhoods. And I think that dealing with the just the different issues, I had no idea before I was elected to the city council.
So now, how do you respond to, because I think it's safe to say that your campaign was pretty ground roots, pretty direct, not a whole bunch of high profile or high content advertising, because I think you had just gone door to door and talked to a lot of people, and that made a big difference to you. Some of those people have to be coming back to you now and going, wait a minute, we're not getting done what we want done. What can you say to those people?
Well, I listened to them to begin with. I've spent a lot of time in the neighborhoods. I've been invited into people's homes. And then I go to City Hall and say, okay, I talked to Jane Doe, and they are having this issue in their neighborhood. What do you want me to tell them? What can we do to help? And so, I'm very intent on keeping that promise because I know how important it is. And I get a lot of emails. A lot of people just saying thank you,
mm-hmm.
but also just sharing their challenges with me. And so a lot of times they've already gone to the city, a city department, and they haven't gotten the kind of explanation maybe they were looking for. So if nothing else can explain it to them in layman terms as I would present it to them, it seems to be going a long way.
Linda Harvell with us this morning. Okay, so we've talked about the density situation maybe from housing and what it does to neighborhoods. Traffic is also a problem, though, so I'd like to get your thoughts on the traffic challenges that we have.
Well, there's different kinds of traffic challenges.
Let's talk traffic safety first, I guess, rather than just...
Traffic safety is a big thing on my books right now. When a citizen emails me or calls me and tells me it's not safe for their children or grandchildren to play in their yards because of speeders, and I go and talk with the city, they are as concerned about those safety issues, as I am, but they have a standard they have to go by. And I'm one of those kind of people, what part of no don't you understand?
Sure.
So for someone to tell me we're not going to put up more stop signs because everybody knows stop signs don't stop speeders, how am I going to tell a citizen that? So I know that I've been in touch with a lot of people at City Hall, and they are very concerned about it. They are trying to find a solution. Some of these neighborhood streets have already been called collectors, so they are major thoroughfares. Well, why didn't we think about the safety of the residents that are on those streets, especially if it's a family neighborhood? So I think that it is a big issue, but as I say, I've been working with the people at City Hall and the traffic engineering department, and they are trying to find a solution.
Collins' blog had to do a strategic plan for the city of College Station. Give me your thoughts on where we are with that.
I'm trying to, let's see, I think there are areas we need to walk the talk.
Okay.
And I actually had printed some things out about the strategic plan when one of them is neighborhood integrity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If that's part of the strategic plan, let's walk the talk and see what we can do to follow through with that.
Now, you saying staff, you saying P&Z, city council, or who?
Whoever can make that difference. And I'm still learning all of the different layers mm-hmm. at City Hall. I always start at the department level because, they're the ones that are, they're the professionals, and I always start there. And the city staff has been so patient with me. When I run across something that I don't understand, the amount of time and the depth of information they provide me to help me understand, I'm so very, very grateful because that's helping my learning curve a lot. So, they've never tried to throw me under the bus or anything like that. They do a very, very good job of trying to explain. One of the other things is sustainable. Okay, let's make sure that as the new projects that are coming in, and this was also one of my platforms, make sure that they're sustainable. So in 25 years, whether it's an apartment building, people still want to live there. Or if it's a commercial building, people still want to work out of there. I mean, it's well built, it's in a good location, and it's something that the city has been able to maintain its integrity, as it were. And so, these are part of the plans, and I just think we need to make sure that we follow through. They're not just going to be some warm, fuzzy words that we throw out there. Let's see what we can do to make those happen.
Each city council member sits on committees, separate and apart, that way you're kind of plugged into what's going on there. What committees are you on, and what kind of activities going there?
I'm on the County Board of Health. I am on the Transportation and Mobility Committee. I have just asked to be appointed to the Historic Preservation Committee. There's another committee.
That's all right. That's enough. That's okay. The mobility, that's the countywide?
Yes.
Okay, so
yes.
You're getting input there. Finally, folks may not know that you do have a background in visitors and convention situations.
Yes.
So I'd like to get your thoughts first on the rebranding of the Convention and Visitors Bureau and just your thoughts on the organization.
I think that the Convention and Visitors Bureau has done a really positive turnaround in focusing on what it's going to take to bring visitors to the city. It's not all about just sports teams, but now they're expanding out into getting corporate business in, your leisure travelers. And that's part of the bread and butter of a CVB. As far as the rebranding goes, that's not unusual in that industry. And so there comes a time, when they need to reposition themselves. The Convention and Visitors Bureau industry is so very, very competitive. And so if Shannon Overby and her board felt this was something that needed to be done to keep them up there, whether it's statewide or national, it's very, very competitive. So I don't have a problem with it at all. I'm sure they did their research and, they know what they're doing.
Sure. Anything else you want to share with our audience this morning?
Well, I just want to thank the citizens of College Station, for welcoming me into their homes, for stopping and visiting with me, because they are the ones that are bringing a lot of the challenges and the opportunities, as I said earlier, to me, because they feel comfortable talking with me. And I just wanted to say thank you. That's very heartwarming, that they would do that. So I just want to say thank you.
Great. Thanks for the time this morning.
You are so welcome.
Yep. Linda Harvell from the College Station City Council.